Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Millionaires in Training Presents Building the Brand, the Art of Networking. You know, today I am just so super excited that Millionaires in Training Radio Show is back on and live and is ready to go. But today, why I'm super excited, because I have a super special guest that I have on the show today. And tell a little bit about her. This is my bio of her. We met 3 years ago on Millionaires in Training Radio Show. And, you know, God has a plan for every one of us. And the plan was, hello, Renee, can you hear me?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Yes, and our plan was for us to really, really, really collaborate and meet with one another. And as we met on that radio show, lo and behold, that she asked me to come. So I thought about it. This is my story of Dr. Renee Sunny. This is my story. And I thought about it. Next, you know, I went to Atlanta to an event. And soon I got off the train, off the plane, we start hitting it and we start running it. That first event was the Harlem Arts event. Then we had another event the next day. Then we had another event the third day. I said, you know what, this young lady, you know, she is a go-getter. Then after we started collaborating, let you know, with the T.D. Jakes event, the Oprah event, the Black Enterprise event. And I was saying, wow, this young lady is awesome. So, but I'm not going to delay, because I like to get it, as Dr. Renee Sunny will say, don't stop, get it. So I'm going to present to you the one and only, my friend, my business partner, my coach, and the platform builder of Good Deeds Radio and Television Show in Atlanta, Georgia, the one and only, the person that says, don't stop, get it, Dr. Renee Sunday. How you doing, doctor?
Woo, I'm super excited. Hi, I'm here. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. John Sandberger, for...
You know, I'm just so super excited, you know, that we are back on the air, ready to go. And, you know, we're going to have a lot of information about building a brand and the art of networking. But first of all, Dr. Renee Sunday, I'd like for you, you know, to briefly to go over how you started to build your brand. And I know you're going to start with your sixth figure. Can you go elaborate on that before you go into how you start to build Good Deeds Radio and Television Show?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you so much, Mr. John Sandberger, for allowing me to be your first guest as you get back on the air. So I really appreciate that, and that's an honor and a privilege. But I am Dr. Renee Sunday. I am known as the platform builder. But, you know, it didn't start there. I mean, of course, you know, we were predestined before I was even born, before my mom and dad even knew each other, that I would be excel, that I would be successful, that I actually will help other people shine their light to the world. But, yes, John, I did have a valley, because all of us have a valley. I went from six figures to zero in one day, yes. In 24 hours. I'm an anesthesiologist, which I do part-time now because God has, you know, just blessed me to do other things that I have the awesome privilege. And you, just like you say, building the brand, it takes work. That's the one thing I want to leave with your listening audience, is it takes work, it takes perseverance, and you just, you know, when I say don't stop, get it, John, it means you got to, don't stop, you got to get it, you got to get running every day, because God has already put the wisdom and the gifts inside of you.
Amen, amen. I totally agree with you, doctor. But, you know, I want to dig a little bit deeper. When you, after that experience of losing your job, not just only once, but twice, and you was out there almost like you were saying in the oasis, and you started this journey of building good deeds, can you go in details what made you go into the radio field as far as being a media personality?
Yes, I will, and that's a great question. You know, people say I need to do a memoir about it, so that's something on the docket, I guess. But what happened, I mean, for 13 years, John, I thought my purpose in life, the reason I was born, in, you know, to my parents, Mr. and Mrs. William Sunday, was to be an anesthesiologist, that I was a vessel in the medical field. But as you said, I didn't lose my job not once but twice. And guess what happened? Prior to that, my brother passed away, and that was pretty deep and very, it just was painful in my heart to not just me but my family, his friends. And when that happened, what helped me through, and I'm saying through the grieving process, was journaling. And lo and behold, when I looked at the journal and I allowed people to actually read the journal, Mr. Schamberger, people said this actually needs to be in a book because it needs to help people. It needs to help people when they go through a difficult situation, not just losing a loved one. And so guess what? The number one thing we have to do with our products and services is what? We need to promote, we need to market. And so that's how I got on social media because, hey, physicians back then wasn't really on social media like they are now. So a lovely young lady, elder Lakeba Wallace, said, you know, you are so positive in your work that you do with your promoting your book, and et cetera, et cetera. And so I had the ultimate opportunity to be her co-host on her platform for a year. But everybody, John, was saying, won't you step out and do your own, you know, won't you step out and do this, that, and that. And so I took that leap of faith. And you know, I had to reinvent myself because now from the medical field to media personality is not in the same, you know, it's not even the same basket of like apples and oranges. It's totally different. But anyway, that's how I actually got into media.
Amen. And you know what? My story is almost the same, but, you know, I always like to say, first of all, I thank God, but I also like to thank this one person because if it wasn't for her, I don't think, well, I can't say they wouldn't be a millionaire to train radio show, but Dr. Alicia Broughton, and she told me and said, you know, John, people want to know exactly who you are. You had to come out and present yourself and showcase yourself. And when she did, you know, said that, you know, I thought about it, and next you know, that's why we are here and talking today. But, Doctor, you know, like I said, you have so many awesome stories that you can about building your brand. But the most important thing about building the brand is you, the networking ability that you have. As you know, I call you the networking queen because, you know, you had networking with so many, with the T.D. Jakes, the Oprah, the Black Enterprise, and I was right there with you because I would never have came across none of those if you had not had that networking ability. Can you explain how you went about and get those opportunities?
Yes, John, that's a great question. I get that question a lot because we were a new radio and TV show. We didn't have the 1 million listeners, the 1 billion listeners. You know, we didn't have all the listeners that we have today. Thank God for that. But what we did, when I'll tell you the secret, you know, of Oprah platform, you have to invest in other people before they actually will invest in you. And so, Lord, I actually was part of her insider group, you know, people that actually gets her emails, the people that actually, they call them the OWN, you know, at that time they were the Oprah ambassadors, now they call them the OWN with her network ambassador. So I would get the emails when she used to be going all over the world. So guess what I did? I wrote an email. And I, you know, wrote it, you know, you have to write it correct now. And I didn't tell him my life story, but I said, well, you're coming to Atlanta. And I said, da-da-da-da-da. And lo and behold, they didn't answer the first time. They didn't answer the second time. It took a while for them to answer back because, you know, of course they got to do their research on me, and they actually have to talk to me. So when you get to the point that you talk to them on the phone, John, that networking is very important because you have to be the listener. You have to listen to what they say, and then they're going to tell me how I need to, they actually gave me guidelines and rules on how I should conduct myself on their platform. I didn't come on their platform doing my own thing. I actually had to conduct myself accordingly. So, you know, and it went from one thing to the next, and I got the awesome opportunity every time TV Jakes them have a major event that we're part of the team. But you're right. You have to be humble. You actually have to be a listener, and you actually need to be an ever-learning, you know, listener and also ever-learning person that you can listen to what other people say for advice.
And I totally agree with you. But I know one thing, you know, since we talk about the art of networking, because, you know, that almost basically what this show is about, building that brand and the art of networking. One of the things, and people don't know, that we talk just about, me and the Dr. Dave Sunday talk about every day about building and networking. And one of the things that we know is that where if anybody want to build a business, you have to really find somebody who you connect with and start networking with them, then the rest will grow. Would you agree with that, Doctor?
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And you know, you just a step back from that, of course, John, you have to know, don't worry about their motives. Make sure you have your motives right, because a lot of people don't have the same motives. They may want to be in your circle. They may want to glean from you. They may want to you to build them and not in return. Now, networking is goes both ways. That's the way it's supposed to be. But don't get upset with someone actually, you know, and I hate to use the word try to take advantage of you, because, you know, you will always win. That's the end of the key. So you actually have to build other people, and guess what? You learn actually in the process as well.
Amen. And I think we both are a classic example, as a few people would say, well, we were with that Milton. We are like joined to the hip. Because, you know, when you see us, so familiar, when you see Dr. Renee Sunday, you see me. So, but that's all part of networking. You also have to work as a team. And once you start working as a team, things will start to happen. And I agree with the doctor is that, you know, you have to find, you know, and collaborate, you know, with people who y'all have the same motive in mind. But, you know, Dr. Sunday, I think you are hot in something. I know you are hot in something because, you know, for 3 years, you know, we've been going back and forth talking to one another. But one of the things about building your brand, Good Deeds Radio, I want you to really, really, you know, tell our listening audience, you are coaching them right now about building how really, really you built that Good Deeds Radio and television show.
Well, you know, it was, you know, I think, I don't want to misquote, but I think Bishop T.D. Jakes says, when you go to a next level, you need to be a listener. You need to actually not come in a room and think you know everything. So I actually glean from, you know, mentors that I see on the virtual, you know, on social media, people that I see, you know, that actually, you know, they're one or two steps above me. But, you know, I'm an avid person that you need a coach, that you need a mentor. And that takes a process as well. You may not have the right coach in the minute. You may actually spend money that you don't think you get a return from. But the whole important thing you have to remember, learn from your mistakes, because they're not mistakes. They're not failures. They're actually learning building blocks that actually gets you to the next level. So none of us have our perfect. We never will be perfect. You will actually have to, you know, he said, you fall down, but we get up. You actually, the song is wonderful. You actually can't stay there. You got to get up. So the most important thing I can say that I learned was a big challenge was me in the medical field, and now I have to reinvent myself. In the medical field, Mr. John Schamberger, I'm used to, you know, it's facts. 1, 2, 3, 4. You know, I know what that's going to be. When I say I'm Dr. Renee Sunday, you know, I'm your anesthesiologist, people don't question that. They may ask where I'm trained, but that's it. But on the other hand, now what you're doing, products and services, people, I've had people, John, to tell me they watched me for 2 years before they even actually buy a product or service. So, you know,
Amen.
You just got to, you know, when I say don't stop, get it, that's true. You can't stop. You got to get it.
Amen. And, you know, I totally agree with that. But now, Dr. Renee Sunday, we great hit you because I know you got another baby coming. And what I mean to my listener order by another baby, she is getting ready to birth a manifestation now. Manifestation now. Boy, if you can see the book cover, and that just rings a bell. I know you are super excited, Dr. Renee Sunday, about this book project because you had did a first book. But this book project that you've been wanting to do for a long time, can you briefly just skim over how you went to coming up with the name and just putting it into existence, that book into existence?
Well, actually, actually, John, that's a great question, and you know, you get it hot off the press, as you will here on Millionaires and Training Owners Only, the radio show. I just love it, love it. The first time that I actually can speak about it publicly, if people have followed me on social media, when I referred to earlier, as you said, I went from six figures to zero in one day. You know, people want to know how I was reinvented. How did I get results? And results is manifestation. That's what it is. And you want the manifestations now. Like the Hebrews 11:1 said, now faith. That's kind of where the now came from. And the things we have to do, John, in the subtitle is we got to believe, we got to trust, and we have to walk out our destiny. And so pretty much this is a living testimony of what I have been through, and I actually had the opportunity to bring six other beautiful women that actually every day they have realized and they have embraced that they actually see manifestations in their own life and people around them every day.
Oh, amen, amen. You know, and that, of course, you know, I'm going to be the first one to get that book right off the press, as always. But Dr. Vinay Sunday, we're going to do right now, I'm just going to take a brief commercial break. And when I come back, I'd like for you to, you know, just coach our audience of building a brand. And, you know, teach them on the art of networking. So I want you to think about that, you know, coaching them right here. This is a coaching session. So whoever comes on, you know, my guest comes on, you have to know that you are coaching our audience, because a lot of people want to know what is your success, what made you the person, your brand, to get it to where you are right now. So I'll be right back and with our guest, Dr. Vinay Sunday. This is John Schamberger, President and CEO of Millionaires and Trainees Only, and we are proud to host and represent Good Deed Live with your host, the platform builder, Dr. Vinay Sunday. So wherever your mind can conceive and believe in your purpose, it will achieve. And don't stop. Get it. Now, we are back on right now. I just love doing that little jingle, you know, and that's how you recreate yourself, by doing a jingle, and you have to do things out of the box. So, Dr. Vinay Sunday, building a brand, the art of networking. Can you give us some coaching tips to our audience about building a brand?
Well, that's a great question, and a millionaire question that everybody wants to know. First of all, I'd like to tell people, it's a process. It won't happen overnight. I'm going to just say that. I'm going to get that out the gate pretty quick. But it's three things you actually have to realize in your brand, in your products, and the services. Three things you need to accomplish. One, you need to have your individuality. Number one, be creative. I tell people your radio show would not be like my radio show. Your Oprah show would not be like TV Jakes, for example. Les Brown. All of us have our uniqueness. You know, we actually going to do things different, and that's the way we were born, and that's why we were raised. And number two is you got to make sure that you actually impact people, okay? So the impact, meaning everybody will impact people different. You know, John Schamberger's brand will impact people different than my brand, being the platform builder. But the ultimate goal is you're supposed to be able to help people, because if you help people, you won't have to worry about the money. The money will run you down, not chase you down.
Amen.
It will run you down. You will have all your bills paid. And the last thing is, I always say is your independency. You know, everybody wants to be independent. Well, yeah, at the bottom of the day, you want to actually have some revenue. You want to get out of debt. But you want to actually put your hand back and on the side of you and pull several other people with you. So basically that's the three things I would like to focus on today, Mr. Schamberger, and building your brand. You got to be individual, mm-hmm. your creativity, you have to impact, and then you got to have some independency. You got to be independent and take care of your, you know, things that you got to do for life. And also you need to actually reach way back and get several people, not just one person.
Amen. And I agree with that, because, you know, with one person, to start with many. When I met Dr. Vinay Sunday, as I stated earlier, 3 years ago, she was that one. But when I got off the plane, we started running with the Harlem Arts Festival. Next you know, I started meeting her cameraman. Next you know, the next night I met a few more individuals. and that we are friends on Facebook. And then the next night I met the Shannon Thornton, the Derek Reese, and Melinda Jones, makeup to the her makeup artist and everything. So, you know, it starts with one, and then next you know, if you look around, you got a circle of people around you who believe in you, who trust you, and next you know, they will follow you and take care of you. Do you agree, Doctor?
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, it's a mutual thing in networking because everybody have their uniqueness and the things that they're doing. So the mutual respect is always at the forefront.
Amen. Amen. So, but Dr. Renee Sunday, what you tell the audience, because like I say, I called you the networking queen, all the events that you have coming up, and you notice if you follow Dr. Renee Sunday on social media, she's always at all of these events, and you know, and I'll just be following her to all of these events. And next you know, we are networking, and you know, we are building our brand. She has her system. I have our system. I learned from her. She learned from me. And we just, you know, learn with each other. Yeah, we have our ups and downs, but that's all part of building a brand. So can you give us exactly everything that you will be doing, you know, coming up? Because I know you got a lot of things coming up that you would like to share with our listening audience.
Well, that's a great question. Thank you, John. Well, the most immediate thing is we actually have a nonprofit organization, which is called the Sunday Foundation. It's certified through the government. It's a 501c3, meaning that you, if your donations, we actually can write them off, and you can write them off on your taxes. So that's a great thing, but the main mission of that is the same thing in my whole brand is to help other people walk out their purpose in life, that they actually can shine. One of the major projects is helping families when they family members are in the intensive care unit in the hospital. We don't realize that they go without a lot. You know, even the basic necessities that we do, you know, food, shelter, things we take for granted. So that's one of the major projects, and we also do donations for people to go to college. The book release is September the 24th. Woo-hoo! The manifestations now will actually be official release, but we actually will very soon allow you to do pre-orders. So we actually have that coming up very quickly, but the celebration is very awesome. Jacalyn Carr did the forward of the book, and we all know her. You know, we saw as she growed up, as she started ministering when she was 14, but she's a great young lady, and we know about Greater Is Coming. We all know that awesome Grammy Award winning song that she sings because it applies to our life. And then after that, we actually what else we have? Oh, and we also have a publishing event that's here in Atlanta that's coming up in July. Because the thing is, we're going to help other people get their collaborations out, get their books out, get their poems, workbooks. So we actually having that in Atlanta in July. And then we actually in November will be going up north, and we just pray no snow is there, that we're part of the Millionaires and Trainers Owners Only Networking Expo, Business Expo. So we're very excited about that. We actually have teamed up with some other media outlets there. And see, isn't that amazing? We can actually team together. And actually, you know, Michelle Snow and all the rest, we just have teamed up. And I'm super excited. I can't wait to get – I've been in the area in Philadelphia before. I've been driving through Chester and all the different places there. So I'm excited to be in the area coming up around Thanksgiving. But God has entrusted me with a lot of things, John, and I don't take it for granted. And I thank you so much, you know, for allowing me to be on your platform today.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, Doctor, you forgot one thing. Well, the event you had last night was what? What Sunday's what? Soul.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. We do have the Sunday Soul Service, which is every Tuesday where we have men and women that actually come and share the message of God. I mean, the good things that God has done in your life, they have an opportunity to speak about 15, 20 minutes. And we really had a ball on last evening. But the key is to inspire and motivate people. That's the whole key of everything I do. Is to motivate and empower people that they can shine their light to the world.
Amen. And you see, a listening audience, what I just did is show you what me and the doctor go through just about every single day when we talk to one another. Either we're talking live or we text. We remind one another exactly, you know, what we have to do. And that's called networking. And when you can find an individual like that, that you can network with, you can you trust, you believe, it's almost like they got your back, you got their back. You don't have to worry about one thing because they have that one thing that, you know, they will help you with. And as Dr. McNay shared that she will be coming up north, but I will be in Atlanta on September the 24th to the book release there. And it's, like I said, she's coming up to Billionaires in Training Business Expo that will be taking place in Chester, Pennsylvania on the 26th of November, right after Black Friday. And that is Support Small Business Day. So if you would like to get a vendor's table there at the expo, and like I said, I've networked with a lot of people that can be there. Like you said, Renee So, the Man of Joy, Rosetta Carr for City of Chester, Zumba. We will be having Zumba there with Joe Michelle. Who else I have there? I'll be connecting with Stacey Gray. We're bringing the praise dance show there. So we will have a lot going on there. But Dr. Renee Sunny, as we get ready to go off the air, I want you to give everybody your contact information, and then take us out with a little bit of motivation, because I know you got that fire in you. But our listening audience, I'm pretty sure they would like to know exactly how they can get in contact with you so they could be able to buy that book from you, and also all the rest of the product, and also if you would like to be come get on the Good Deeds Radio Show.
Yes, yes. I want to thank you so much, John Schamberger, for this opportunity, and more success to you and your awesome brand. To contact me is pretty easy. Go to our website, which is www.reneesunday.com, and all the social media information there, all the different things we have coming up. Now, we actually will be taking pre-orders pretty soon for the book, but if you want to get yours in before anybody else to be on the list, you know, just send us an email through our website, and we'll hold your copy, and then we'll, you know, take care of the purchase, you know, at that particular time. But if you want to go directly to the publishing company, that is www.sundaypublishingcompany.com. The nonprofit is www.thesundayfoundation.org. One thing I want to let you know, that your brand is you. So represent yourself well, and actually people, it won't be any problem with people buying your products and services, because it was a reason that you were born. It's a reason that you chose the passion, the purpose, the dreams that you're in right now. The thing you have to remember is, it's okay that it takes a little while, because as it takes a process, you are building your momentum. And next thing you know, you're going to be going like a locomotive. The thing is, we have to learn at each level, because you would not give a three-year-old car keys, right? So we actually have to learn our brand, and we have to build our confidence, because it is a reason that you are in what you're in right now. And I just want to support you. I want to pray with you. I actually want to empower you to do what you're born to do. Thank you.
Amen, amen. And you know, Dr. Nathan, I'd like to thank you, thank you, thank you once again for being on the Millionaires Training radio show. Like I said earlier, she was on three years ago, and, you know, we had an awesome show then. But I would like to invite our audience back, because next week, on the show at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time, we will have the awesome Dr. Kishmith George, who has a book of Dreaming the Dream. Dreaming the Dream. She will be our guest next week. So tell your family, your friends, your uncle, your dogs, your frogs, the hogs, that, you know, tune in to next week to Millionaire Training Radio Show, because we're going to have some awesome information. Then your story, their story might be your story. And if your story is their story, then you know what? You have a great chance and an awesome chance to conceive it, believe it, and achieve it. And I'd like to thank everyone for being on the show today. And, of course, once again, I'd like to thank my friend, my business partner, my coach, my Millionaire Trading Network of the Year, Dr. Renee Sunday. It's an honor and a pleasure. And I also like to mention that she is also the co-host of Millionaires in Training Radio Show. So if you don't hear me, you know, you might hear her. So may God bless every one of you. Have a blessed day.